Now, we're going to consider the gospel for this 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time. It's from Matthew 14, 13 to 21. It's basically the multiplication of the loaves. Every gospel has an account. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew and Mark have another account, the feeding of the 5,000 and then the feeding of the 4,000. Luke only has one, but then he has this mysterious material in chapter 24 where they recognize him in the breaking of the bread, which is what makes klasmata, makes fragments. And John has one, followed by a long discourse on Jesus himself as the wisdom of God, the very stuff by which we live, finally is his flesh himself. So, the text starts off then. You see, when Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, you see, what follows, just what precedes, rather, our text, you see, is the account in Matthew of the Baptist martyrdom. And then it says, so his disciples came and took the corpse, the body, and buried it. And coming, they announced it to Jesus. Jesus, hearing this, withdrew in a boat. He knows he's going to die, but not now, when the Father decrees, nobody else. And so he went then to a deserted place, Kadirian, by himself. But it doesn't mean by himself. There were other men in the boat. And of course, as you're going to see in a minute, all the disciples were there. So it's not really by himself. It's more apart, would be better perhaps. And the crowd, hearing this, followed him on foot from the cities. You see? And now this begins the text. And getting out, he saw a great crowd. He was moved with pity, emotion for them, because the other text says, because they were sheep without a shepherd. Here, it just says, and he cured their sick. Well, just imagine the scene. Here's the Lake of Galilee. He's over here someplace. He goes across in the boat to the other side. You can see the other side. It's not that enormous. They see where he's going and they run around. They want to hear. They're thirsty for the word of God. They want to hear him talk about the Father. And they really want to hear. So he gets out of the boat. And he sees them. What does he do first? See, he's esplagnisthi. Splankna in Greek means your innards, your guts. He was moved in his inner being for them. It's not just pity in our sense of the term, you see. As Pope Benedict says, John Paul II said, see, pity looks to the need. Mercy looks to the person. He sees them. They're his brothers and sisters. And they need so much. They're hungry for so much. And they are wounded, crippled, morally, physically, whatever. So Matthew says, and he healed them. Mark says, and he taught them. And Luke says, and he healed them and taught them. Sort of, if you teach, you healed. If he healed, you teach. See what I mean? And so, he had pity. He was moved. Mercy for them. And he healed their sick. They're going to stick around. He's going to talk to them. heal their sick. Jesus, Jesus, my mother-in-law, can you help her? You know? Yes, I can help her. What good news! These other people, yeah, they didn't have a lot of guts when they arrested Jesus, but they're not part of that crowd that say, crucify him, I'm sure. They're just afraid. So it became nightfall, and the disciples came up to him saying, look, this is a deserted place, and the hour is late. Let the crowds go so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves. Now listen to Jesus' challenge. There is no need for them to go away. Give them food yourself. And of course, as you can well imagine, the text is saying, you see, they don't have to go anywhere. Give them something to eat yourself. And they say, we don't have anything except 5 loaves and 2 fish. And this is a big crowd. Jesus says, bring them to me. Bring me the loaves and the fishes. And taking him and raising his eyes, you see, so the text says literally, you see, he took the loaves, he took, he blessed, he broke, he gave. That's the rhythm. That's the same rhythm in the account of the Eucharist. What is Jesus doing here? Yes, he's feeding people who are hungry. But he's also declaring himself to be the one who can feed the people with more than bread. He's been teaching them, curing them. You see, I'm the one. And he's prophesying how he's going to care for his church until the end of time. I will feed them with my own body and blood until the end of time. So the evangelists are very careful to say, you see, he took the bread, he looked up to heaven, he blessed it, he broke it, and he gave it to the disciples to give to the crowd. He took, he blessed, he broke, he gave. That's at the Eucharist, that's at Emmaus. He takes what we can offer him. Bread. That's all. And if you look, you see, if you read the account, as we will, of the Last Supper, he took the bread. He blessed it. He held it up to his Father. Then he broke it. And then, you see, the new thing is, he blessed it. Then he said, take. He didn't say, if you'd like this, I offer it to you. No, he said, take it. He wants us to have this. Take it. It's important to grasp this because, you see, when we go to communion and the priest says, the body of Christ, and we say, amen, and we walk off. No, you see, this is the body of Christ. Jesus is saying, take it, take it. I love you. I want to be bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh. Take it. And then we say, amen. And we take it with the same power, generosity that Jesus gives it. You see? And that's, so you see, so, and they all ate and were filled. Now the fathers of the church have a lot of things to say. Chrysostom says, well, they took the bread and they started breaking it and they never ran out. They experienced the power of God through their own fingers. Isn't that beautiful? And then, of course, they always, this is the way they are, and there's something to this. I'd like to see somebody do a doctorate on it one day. The fragments, the chlasmata. See? He tells them to go pick them up, and they fill 12 baskets. Now, this may sound far out, I did a study of this once in the Fathers of the Church. They all say those chlasmata, those fragments, that is the word of God to be distributed by the church until the end of time. You say, how do they get from there to there? You know, because you see, this gift of Christ, this food of Christ, you see, it's teaching. As we already quoted, Vatican II, the bread, you see, is just like the word. It's the body of Christ. This bread, this is prophecy. This is declaration. I am the new Moses. And John makes that abundantly clear. You see? Well, now, just a minute. I thought you said that this theme was wisdom. And we had that text before, right? Remember? What did Isaiah say? I probably can't find it now in my notes, but I can repeat it, but I'd love to find it. What does he say? He says, come, you have no money? Eat, come. In other words, the wisdom you're searching for is the Eucharist. And if you receive the Eucharist with an open heart and with anything resembled the power, the enthusiasm with which Jesus gives it, you'll be wise. You will be wise. You will be transformed. You see the connection? Isaiah, God is saying, I'm going to give you whatever you need. You need bread, you need water, you need wine, you need milk. Come. But why spend your money for what's not bread? You shall delight in rich fare, and then I will renew the everlasting covenant. The benefits assured to David, that's what the Lord is doing. He's saying, come, come and receive this bread. This is my teaching. And this is my very self. This only stands for it. But just before I die, I will take bread, bless it, break it, and give it to my disciple. And I will say, this is not just teaching anymore. This is my body. This is my blood. And that, we finally heed the invitation of the Father. Come. You have no money. You have no virtue. You have no brains. Come. I'll give it to you. I'll give you bread that'll make you imperishable. As it says in John, right here, who eats his bread will live forever. I'll give you the very stuff of my Son. He will pour out himself for you and make himself your food. All that he's taught you will be your food. And all that he is will be your food forever. And that's the fulfillment of the prophecy in Isaiah. Come, you're dumb, you're stupid, you don't know anything. That's all right, you qualify. Come now. All I ask is that you receive and that you love. Because if you receive and love, you will obey. And you will obey in each in your own way, under the direction of the apostles. You will have the teaching of the Lord to be broken for every generation until the Lord comes back. Amen.